Sheriffs across North Carolina will not enforce the statewide order on wearing masks in public. Eddie Caldwell is executive vice president for the North Carolina Sheriffs Association.
We've tried to read it and explain it to the sheriffs in as clear a language as we possibly could.
The association issues guidance for law enforcement and has sent out memos explaining all executive orders from the governor dealing with the coronavirus. Caldwell says this latest order doesn't give law enforcement the authority to enforce the mask requirement.
Our analysis is that whether or not to charge for a violation of the executive order, which is a Class 2 misdemeanor, if the executive order is violated, is, like all other charges, a matter of discretion for the officer on the scene.
The order is more clear about the rights of business owners to enforce masking on their property, according to Caldwell.
Well, and that's not unique to the face covering requirements in the governor's executive order. Anyone who's in a business on someone else's premises that is asked to leave, if they don't leave, then they're guilty of trespassing.
Caldwell says that he hasn't gotten any questions from sheriffs about the new mask policy, but adds many have said the order is unenforceable because of the exemptions to the policy for medical conditions and other reasons.
It's somewhat unenforceable because of that as a legal matter, but certainly I think all the sheriffs I've heard talk about it encourage everyone in their community to practice appropriate social distancing, and the ones I've seen quoted encourage folks to wear a face covering.
The mask requirement is now part of phase 2 of reopening in North Carolina, which will remain in effect until July 17th, if not longer. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.